Let us pray. Almighty God, we come to you with our thanksgivings and our requests through our Saviour, Jesus Christ. We give thanks and pray for the worldwide church and all its leaders. We thank you for the internet enabling us and others to hear more Christian voices proclaiming the good news. Thank you for our Archbishop Justin, our Bishops Christopher, and Bishop Jonathan. Thank you for Doug, Lisa, Steve, Jude, and all our leaders and workers here at Christchurch. Grant them wisdom and your truth as they draw us closer to you, that we may live in the light and reflect your glory. We give thanks and ask your blessing on all our services and reflections. We pray for those attending the witness workshops. May they know in their hearts that they are children of God and in confidence share their faith stories. We give thanks and pray for the work of the Purley Food Hub and for our involvement with local refugees and with the homeless. And as we thank you for your provision, may those in need at this time recognise you as their saviour and provider. And may we all give you the glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks to Queen Elizabeth, our faithful serving queen. We pray for her continued good health, and we pray for your comfort in her grieving for Prince Philip, who would have been 100 today. We give thanks for the blessing and safe birth of Lilibet Diana. We give thanks and pray for your protection for all the royal family. We pray for our Prime Minister Boris Johnson and our government and all those in authority here and around the world. We pray as world leaders meet at the G Summit at this time. Give them wisdom, a true sense of justice and compassion as they make decisions regarding the distribution of the COVID vaccines and as they discuss climate change. We pray for all those suffering due to the pandemic. Sickness, death, isolation, mental trauma and loss of jobs and homes. We pray for those around the world caught up in wars, violence, persecution and disasters. Hear the cries of those in need and use us in any way to relieve the suffering. We give thanks and pray for the many aid agencies and all those working and providing care and support in any way throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for families and friends, and we give thanks for all the happy gatherings and reunions. We pray for families who are in pain and sorrow because of the injuries and deaths due to the upsurge in knife crime. May all who carry knives or other weapons be convicted of their wrong behaviour. We give thanks and pray for the police, paramedics and others who work on the front line, putting themselves in danger. And today we have heard in Scripture to make peace with our brothers and sisters before coming to the altar. We pray for families and friends and for ourselves where there is brokenness through jealousy, envy, disagreement and self-centeredness. We are sorry and we pray for your forgiveness. Fill us with your amazing restorative healing love and a desire in our hearts always to forgive as you have taught us. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Help us to be peacemakers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who are unwell in body, mind or spirit, and for all those who are grieving loved ones. Let us name before God those on our hearts. Father, thank you for everyone named before you, and thank you that you hear our prayers and you answer our prayers. I'm rejoicing in the fellowship of all your saints. We commend ourselves and all Christian people to your unfailing eternal love. We would draw our prayers to a close by saying the prayer Jesus taught us. Let's say this together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen.